Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel. Yes, another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, NMI of Covenant and Remembrance Ministries, welcoming you again to the show, thanking the Most High, indeed, for every ear. Yes, for every ear that He brings near. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that He has for me some very important things for His cause that I must do. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I would even go as far as to say that so much of this is the duty of all who will call upon His name. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that for His cause I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection, it's His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes indeed He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. Yes, even since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. He has a plan that he has established from the very beginning. It is irrevocable. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it overrides all, yes, even all, the multitude of varied ideals that men have conceived, contrived, imagined, and that the Most High will bring to bear all that he has declared, despite all that men have spoken, is a sure, sure promise, my brothers and sisters, that it is he that shall be revered as the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, beyond all else, beyond every other. There's no other, my brothers and sisters, that should be likened unto him. No one, my brothers and sisters, who would deny his will, that should be likened unto him, who brings to bear all that he has spoken, even all the things that he has spoken, not yet done. I'd like to ask a question, my brothers and sisters. I think it's a very powerful one. Many, as we know, say they love the Most High. Say they love the Lord. Yet, I have a question relative to this verse of Scripture. How about if we look over at Isaiah? A couple bits of Scripture to look at. How about Isaiah 29th chapter? Did you hear my brother and said, Isaiah 29th chapter? Let us look at these verses. How about 29:8? Start there. Talk about that day of judgment. It shall be as when 29:8, it says, it shall be as when a hungry man dreams, and behold, he eats. But when he awakens, his soul is empty. As when a thirsty man dreams, and behold, he drinketh, or thinks he is drinking. But when he awakes, behold, he is faint, and his soul has appetite. So shall the multitude of nations be that fight against Mount Zion. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? But there's a lot of imagination that men have had, schemes and plans men have had against the promise and the absolution of an irrevocable word the Most High has declared. Shall that which men have imagined against the Most High still be counted viable? Perhaps we need to think again, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, perhaps we need to think again. What about this verse, Isaiah 29:20? It says, the ruthless will come to an end, and the scorners will be finished. Indeed, all who are intent on doing evil shall be cut off. What does he speak about those who should be cut off? Those who make a man an offender by a word, who seduce men with a word, and lay a snare for him who would reprove in the gate. In other words, whoever would seek to reprove unrighteous, they set a snare for, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Let me see if I can find another way it's translated in another translation. I'm still at Isaiah. I'm still at the 29th chapter. What about these scriptures, my brothers and sisters? We're still in Isaiah, the 29th chapter. And it says, the terrible one is brought to naught. The scorn is consumed. All that watch for iniquity are cut off. Those that make a man an offender by a word, lay a snare for him that reproves at the gate. Turn aside the just for a thing of naught. That's the King James Version. Well, what about this translation, taken from the Aramaic, that reads it this wise? The oppressor is brought to naught. The scorn is consumed. All that incite to iniquity. How about all those who would seduce men to follow after injustice or cut off? Those who cause men to sin by word, lay a snare for him who would reprove, and who would turn aside those who would seek righteousness into darkness. It says, therefore, thus says the Most High, who saved Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. And Jacob shall not now be ashamed. This is the time of victory. Neither shall his faith grow pale. But when his children shall see the work of my hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. And shall glory, well, how about give honor to the Holy One of Israel? And foolish ones also whose spirits have erred shall come to understanding, and fools shall learn to be obedient. My brothers and sisters, that sounds like a day of great victory to me. I'd like to read another bit of scripture to you. How about at Zephaniah? How about at Zephaniah 3? How about Zephaniah 3:13? Another good place. It says that the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall harm them, none shall make them afraid. Corollary scripture to this, Revelation in the 14th chapter. Another place. Remember in the 6th to 7th chapter, talking about a great earthquake. How about a great awakening as well, my brothers and sisters, that will cause all the kings and rulers of the earth to run for cover. Yes, will cause all the kings of the earth to run for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb, and he will sit upon the throne. It's because the rulers have been derelict in their duty that this is so. Because in their dereliction against divine duty, against the law of the Most High, they've established a multitude of fallen, cursed standards. It have been dissuasion, obstacles against men awakening to the truth for every partial perception. Every pollution, every lie, every false expectation that men believe acts as an obstacle against men discerning the greater dimensions of truth. So who will understand, my brothers and sisters, that man will be found worthy to be confirmed before the Most High and faithful unto him if and only if they seek the whole word? I didn't say pieces and parts. I said the whole word. Why do I say this? If you don't know what you should have had, my brothers and sisters, I said, if you don't know what you should have had, if you don't know what you're responsible to attain, that you be a blessing to your brother, how do you know that you haven't been robbed? How do you know that you're not counted still yet yourself among the robbers? Besides, they go forth and teach all nations everything. Purity and completion offers one choice. Lack of diligence means that after a multitude of short-sighted standards, the end result, my brothers and sisters, the many break the law. They're disruptive against the covenant. Disruptive against the peace. If one man says the law should be kept, another not. Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters, going down the road, and one group says that a red light means stop, everybody else says it means go. Another group turns around and says the green light means stop. And a red light means don't pay any attention to anything, just run. Can you imagine if everybody has a different concept of what these words that are in the scriptures mean? And indeed, men have. Do we say we have a law? Do we say we have safety at all? My brothers and sisters, it is Yah who reveals the meaning of a word, that men might be delivered truly unto the authority of his Son. We talked about that on last evening, because men should ask the question, after this multitude of different denominations, 45,000 counted in number, some 280 nations, dare men say that it was by the Spirit of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that men contend against the righteousness of the King? I think it's something my brother and sister, I know we need to think about. I say again, many say they love the Most High, but have all loved the truth of the Most High? I said, many say they love the Most High, but have all loved His truth? Have all loved obedience to Him, to Him? Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Oh, that means preserve the full gamut of His righteousness revealed. Don't let anything take anything away from Him. Don't let anything be added to it. He says, if anyone do this, he has no right to the tree of life. Read Revelation 22. What does that mean then by all these partial and perverse standards that we see among the various denominations? He said, whoever would enter the kingdom, have a right, must keep, preserve, maintain, defend the fullness of a holy word. You want to add anything to it, take anything away? Or if anyone would seek to entice men after the flesh, if anyone would seek in any way to establish false righteousness like a sorcerer or a soothsayer, or refuses to reason, if anyone, my brothers and sisters, in any way seeks to blight his brother against discerning the Holy Word and make him foolish against the law of the prophets, according to Matthew 5:14-24, he's not to enter the kingdom of Yah. In fact, the scripture says you shall in no case enter. In fact, the scriptures say anyone who would do this, my brothers and sisters, is guilty even unto hellfire. So I have to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, what is the obstacle then? How about every misrepresentation? That is the obstacle. And my brothers and sisters, it is every obstacle of false righteousness that is in this world that must be overcome. What do I mean by this? Well, how about this scripture? Isaiah 25th chapter. I said Isaiah in the 25th chapter. I thank the Most High for every year He brings near that He brings to comprehend. He says, O Yah, Thou art my Elohim. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Oh, yes. For Thou hast done wonderful things. Thou, Your work wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. Oh, my brothers and sisters, doesn't it declare the Most High Supreme that He would bring to bear even that which the whole world deceived, refuses? That at last His people might be awakened beyond all those who have set up veils, lies, blinders against discerning divine righteousness? Every nation on this earth, my brothers and sisters, in some way has sought to defy a divine command. In fact, the scripture says the Messiah appears in Psalms 1:18. He says all nations come against Him, surrounded Him. But He said in the name of the Most High, He will destroy them. How about according to the fullness of what is written in the Word? He will destroy, expose them. Even cause many of them, my brothers and sisters, to realize they must be converted. He says that is the day the Most High has made. Wow. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. It's a time of victory. What kind of victory? Look at this. Again, Isaiah 25:1. You are my Most High. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name. For you work wonders, plans formed long ago. I will praise you, Father, and supreme above all else. For you work plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. Isaiah 24:10-16 says the rulers, when the Most High performs His plan, it'll be found that the rulers have dealt very treacherously because they didn't teach anyone any of this. Many will come forth saying, my leanness, or it was a mystery to me, it's a mystery to me. But the treacherous dealers have not taught these things. Therefore, Messiah comes suddenly, unexpectedly, even as a concealed one, suddenly at an instant. Because most are busy listening to their leaders, they don't read to discover all the exceeding truth that's contained in the scriptures. Dereliction of duty, my brothers and sisters, is not gained favor. I repeat, we were told in advance that the rulers would be sin and that they seek to divide men more concerned about their pulpits and thrones. We were told, my brothers and sisters, we must seek Yah Himself. I repeat, dereliction of duty fallen from faith, fallen after a multitude of diverse rulerships, and still wanted to call it wise, is sacrilege, blasphemy, an insult against the Most High. We were told, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said himself, your righteousness is to see that of your contentious leaders, who are contentious because they deny some part of the law and the prophets, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Blessed are those, my brothers, who seek the Most High humbly now for mercy. How about this verse, 25:2? For you have made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. The palace of strangers is a city no more. It should never be rebuilt. What about Zephaniah, my brothers and sisters, that talks about that city the Messiah will reprove? City that's a miniature example of all the confusion of the earth, whereby he might reprove a whole earth from that place. Why don't they tell you about this? What about looking at my website, hiddengospel.com? Article called Secret City Prophecy that you might understand. The answers are there. Blessed is what they are called to see them. Isaiah 25:3. Therefore it says, a strong people will glorify thee. A people made strong, my brothers and sisters. How about perceiving the truth beyond all the rulers who have sought to dissuade, divide, and conquer their sense of discretion? Let me tell you something. There's an old Roman proverb. It has been carried out by all the nations for a very long time to stand against the hope of the faith unto salvation, the victory that will conquer every lie. Yeah. Rome, seeking to destroy the faith, had an old premise. How do you stand against an idea? How do you fight an idea with another idea? They weren't concerned about righteousness. They weren't concerned about truth. They were concerned about preserving personal power. I find it amazing that among the churches, most still haven't realized this is not what we've been seeing in this world. It's not been churches. They don't call people out of the world. They are the world. What are they, my brothers and sisters, but Babylon, that though once it was smitten by the sword of truth, and when the gospel went forth, my brothers and sisters, this is nothing else but Babylon that did not die, revived. This time we understand it. They still use titles created by heathen, customs created by heathen, and read the word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, after the constraints in so many ways of the nations. And many not knowing what all it is that the rulers of the nations have sought to hide. What absolute foundation, the scripture said, they have made war against. Many never discern that they stand upon a faulty foundation, have been prideful after misconceits and false conclusions, and dared to argue that they were righteous, even having discretion enough to contend against others, while they make hasty, false conclusions, daring to say that whoever does not comply is unwise. Seen it many times, brothers and sisters, the Most High told me, greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. Therefore, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High has said, he has told me it's not wisdom at all. Here, brothers and sisters, says, therefore, people made strong, seeing beyond all the devices of the rulers. Look at Isaiah 41, first four verses, and understand. It says, cities of ruthless nations, lawless nations, within will begin to revere. Yeah, that's a victory. For he said, you've been a defense for the helpless, a defense for the needy and the stressed, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, for the breath of the ruthless is like a rainstorm against a wall. Like heat in a drought, you subdue the uproar of what? Aliens? Gentiles? Foreigners? Those who are not true to what the word of the Most High has declared in its righteous meaning. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. It is to be gullible after will, misrepresentations of another. Like heat in the shadow of a cloud, the song of the ruthless, lawless. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the song of the ruthless, the lawless, the treacherous, the silenced. All my brothers and sisters, when you go on to these scriptures, it says, because of what happened at that city, the Most High established a mouse in the kingdom for itself. He swallowed up the covering that is over all the peoples. How about the obstacles against saying what is righteousness? Jerusalem people of truth. My brothers and sisters, Most High would command that they stand up upon a high hill that all might see their glory. He will swallow up the covering which is over all the peoples, even the veil which is stretched over all the nations. All the misrule of all the nations shall fail. And he will swallow up death for all time. This is the victory. Most High will wipe away all tears from off our faces. He will remove the reproach of his people. How about remove the reproach of those who seek the truth? In other words, all who persecute them is removed from off all the earth. For the Most High has spoken. And behold, it says, this great day of victory. Behold, this is our Yah, the Holy One for whom we have waited. That he might save us. This is the righteous one for whom we have waited. That he might save us. How about make us whole? And we should be glad. Glad, rejoice, blessed, made one, reconciled unto Yah. And his whole word, his complete word unto salvation. What does these scriptures mean, my brothers and sisters, when it says such things as, they'll become a people on earth. They will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue found in their mouths, and then they shall dwell securely with none to harm them. My brothers and sisters, it means we're talking about a great day of victory. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who despise the lie shall partake in it. What does it say? In 2 Thessalonians, those who love lies, how about unrighteousness? It says they shall be damned. What does it say in Revelation, in the 22nd chapter? It says, without the city. In other words, not having a right to the holy city. Or those, whoever it is who love to tell lies. He said, whoever will, let him come. But he was saying, whoever will and desires not to take away from or add to the holy word. Whoever has no desire, my brothers and sisters, to deceive after carnality. Whoever has no desire, my brothers and sisters, to function without reason. Whoever has no desire, my brothers and sisters, to forget the promise that Messiah comes as the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, to expose all lawlessness. Let them come. Blessed are they who will understand that. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will rejoice? Showing that they truly love the Most High. That they will bring to bear. Yes, they will bring to bear what is written. I said what is written. At Deuteronomy 32:43, there's reminiscence of it in Romans, 15:10? Rejoice, O ye Gentiles, with his people, for he will give mercy. He will show his people mercy. He will give absolution to his people. Many, my brothers and sisters, if we truly love the Most High, should we not say that he will be just and righteous in all he says and does? If we truly love the Most High, my brothers and sisters, should we not rejoice for those who he will find steadfast, stable, as assets for their diligence, as assets under the preservation of a holy kingdom, a kingdom of peace? Scripture talks about the idea by the man does not seek to overcome the contentions, the contradictions of their rulers. Shall no case enter the kingdom of Yah, but blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who are not satisfied with the varied ideologies that have left so many people blinded, seduced, fallen, not even to discern the need to see beyond the massive illusion. Like I say, many say they love the Most High. Yet who they truly seek the Most High with great anticipation for that great day of promise and victory that seals victory in the Holy Name. When every manner of seduction, every manner of false expectation declared by the nation, because like I said, only one nation shall endure forever. Think about it. Most High said he will establish a kingdom of breaking pieces, dissolve every other kingdom. He said he's going to make a full end of all nations, according to Jeremiah 30:10-11, that have scattered the minds of his people. He said, my brothers and sisters, the nation that will not serve Israel when he restores Israel to righteousness of old, said that nation will perish, Isaiah 60:12. Look at Daniel 2:44 and understand, my brothers and sisters, the truth is what it is. How shall the people of Yah have peace if all those who stand against that peace or to survive the judgment? It's time we understand the reality. Isaiah, in the 15th, 16th chapter, says those who are obstacles because Israel discerning what it is to dwell without strange gods. We understand it well. It says that remnant should be small and very feeble. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand? Like I said, think about it. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that recognize the victory? What does it say, the patience and faith of the saints is in Isaiah? Well, how about Revelation 13? Revelation 14, the patience and faith of the saints. He who kills by a sword, how about a false word, shall die by the sword when the true word appears. He who takes into captivity by a word, shall go into captivity. And Isaiah 24 says, after many days they shall be punished. What about the scriptures in Revelation in the 14th chapter, talking about those who will have the name of the Father written upon their brows, the Most High signs nothing but a word that is his own. It talks about, here's the patience and faith of the saints, those who keep the commandments of Yah, but after the faith of Yeshua. Yeshua, who comes to what? Reprove all the rulers of the earth, all the kings, all the priests, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. The scripture said Messiah will come having faith in the various kings of the earth ought to establish kingship. Which do you think, my brothers and sisters? Read the scriptures closely and discern the truth. For the scriptures tell us, like I said before, in Revelation 6, we just read the scriptures in Isaiah 25. And it talks about the cities and the nations fell. Cities of ruthless nations come to praise Yah. Why? Because all the nations, my brothers and sisters, have stood upon some foundation that is still yet fragile, still yet in some way a lie against men discerning the truth. After the means say, all nations have come against me, surrounded me, then in the name of the Most High I will destroy them. This is the day the Most High has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Is there a time we understand the real? Like I said, if it's true the Most High we have loved, and his plan, his desire that this world be reconciled unto the will of one. What is it elsewise that we should be diligently waiting but the end of all and every life? The beginning of an age of peace. Or shall we desire the confusion should remain forever? Oh, I think about Psalm 4. Men, how long would you seek to obscure my glory? Do you want vanity and deception forever? But know the Most High has set for himself him that is wonderful. He will answer when I call to him. Who will understand it in this time? Isaiah 40:27-41:4 says he's going to revive the spiritual strength of his people. I said he would revive the spiritual strength of his people. And how shall he do it? But by silencing the mouths of all the rulers, that no more they shall they lie. They lie to the people to seduce his people after iniquity. Isaiah 44:20-45:6 talks about how he will prove foolish all the various standards of the nation to set Jerusalem upon a firm foundation. Acting as a shepherd, my brothers and sisters, that will also, because the Most High has done so for him, make all the crooked places straight, cast aside every obstacle, reveal the treasures that the rulers have sought to hide, and then will consider at last that which they for a long time had not considered. Consider also Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. How about all their false doctrines shall be silent, because that which men had not considered, they shall begin to consider. Blessed are they who will hear his report. What about, my brothers and sisters, this idea? Shall we love with a great anticipation the great day when at last the Most High shall have victory over every misimagination? That at last, my brothers and sisters, his chosen people shall be free and shall have a kingdom in which they shall dwell securely. Shall we delight in that day? Having a love and a great anticipation for that day, preparing for that day, or shall we fear that day? I want to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Shall we, if we find that we are not counted worthy of that kingdom, shall we not rejoice for those who will be found worthy? Remember, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures in Psalm 95, Hebrews, how about 3rd to 4th, particularly here in the 3rd chapter, going into 4th, it says, the people who will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest, his kingdom. And this the Most High sworn by his very name. What then, my brothers and sisters, shall we say the law is that is put aside if it's not the misrule of the rulers that the Most High calls sin, which is why he says men unto him must convert. Anytime we think about these things, there are those who first desire, whose first desire is to exalt pride and their own righteousness over others. They would use the holy name against the Most High for the sake of their own agendas. They say they love him, but they reserve the right to take his name, even swear by his name, but only unto their own vanities. They say they love the Most High, but they promote agendas that seem right according to their own hearts, more than seeking the Most High to declare his righteousness. They forget that it is the duty of every soul to seek the whole truth. A man in no way, my brother, is compelled to call himself wise while he breaks or denies the law of the Most High. Man must seek the full righteousness of Yahweh. The Most High told me, either seek all his will, I could stop right now. We must seek to be exemplary, my brothers and sisters, of his righteousness rather than after a multitude of partial standards, creating contentions that are obstacles. For indeed, many seek to exalt themselves above their brother. In fact, many seek to discern what is righteousness, that they seek to exalt themselves against their brother with wrong attitude. Scripture says if you would seek spiritual gifts, seek first to edify, to help your brother. But there are those who, my brothers and sisters, seek righteousness and they condemn their brothers. I would simply say, if you would seek to condemn your brother, let it be true that whoever would cast the first stone, be sure he despises every sin, even his own. And not only those of others. We must seek Yah for a fullness of his will that we are to be called his children. Like I said, shall we delight only in the demise of the lie, the misallegiances of this world that are not our own? Remember, the scriptures speak of a day of judgment. When it should be said concerning him whom Yah has chosen, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And all who are incensed against him, the scripture says, shall be ashamed. Very powerful statement. This the Most High has declared concerning him whom he has chosen. We need to look at Isaiah 45 to see who it's talking about. And realize that same one is the one spoken of in Romans in the 14th chapter and in Philippians 2nd. Why do rulers not want you to know that? If they didn't want you to know it, maybe they never want to teach you Messiah at all. The scripture says that one will not cater to the varied unrighteousnesses of men, to declare all that is divine righteousness that men may be forgiven. Oh, that's the real meaning of that scripture says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That means they don't know their sins. They will continue in their sins. It's unmerciful. In fact, it's merciless. My brothers and sisters, to see a man in his error and not seek to discern the truth, that you might help him see beyond the splinter in his eye by first seeking to get the beam out of your own. Who will understand it, my brothers and sisters, in this time? There's much that needs to be considered in this day. For many of my brothers and sisters, many are duped, beguiled. Yes, duped and beguiled. Are those who fatally flatter, who say that whatever the people will buy, they're willing to sell. More concerned about their pulpits and thrones than reconciliation of the people. These are all, my brothers and sisters, enemies against the gospel of peace. For the day Most High has declared, he said he will humble every living soul to discern what indeed is his exceeding righteousness and what indeed is his ultimate sovereignty above all. What do I mean by this? What about this scripture? Isaiah. How about the 24th chapter? Behold, the Most High lays the earth waste. He devastates it, distorts its surface, and scatters its inhabitants. And the people would be like the priest. How about you say, as with the people, so with the priest. How about the priest, so with the people? In other words, those who follow the leaders. It should be like the master. How about so would be with the servant? As with the mistress, so with the maid. As with the buyer, so with the seller. With the seller, so with the buyer. And the lender is with the borrower. And the creditor like the debtor. Earth was completely laid waste and completely spoiled, for the Most High had spoken this word. The earth will mourn and wither. World fades and wither. And the exalted people of the earth, those who are highly esteemed, the earth will fade away. Earth is also polluted by its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the laws, violated the statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant. Our brothers and sisters, the scriptures say the day that comes will reward those who have been iniquitous, or shall it reprove them? Say, therefore, a curse will devour the earth, and those who are left in it are held guilty. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and only a few men are left. But it talks about that day, my brothers and sisters, in which out of a city that had wrongly reaped confusion. He said, the 24:10, the city of chaos is broken down. Every house is shut up that none may enter. There's an outcry in the street concerning the wine. All joy turns to gloom. The gaiety of the earth is banished. What about this verse, 24:12? The city is left in desolation. Desolation is left in the city, and the gate is battered to ruin. Dust will be in the midst of the earth among the peoples, as the shaking of an olive tree, as the gleaning. This is Isaiah 24:13. When the grape harvest is over, they'll raise their voice. They shout for joy, victory. The cry from the west concerning the majesty of the Most High. Therefore, they will glorify and honor the Most High in the east, from the rising sun to the west, from the west to the rising sun. We'll honor the name of the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, and the coastlands of the sea. For from all the ends of the earth, we will hear songs saying, glory to the righteous one. But many of they, my brothers and sisters, woe to me, woe to me, will say, woe to me, woe to me. My leanness is a mystery to me, alas for me. For treacherous dealers have not taught me to expect this. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. My brothers and sisters, what it means is all those who offer false expectations, claiming to offer the hope of salvation after the ways of another nation, other than that one from which the Most High declared, they shall all be put to shame. Who will discern it in this time? Yes, my brothers and sisters, who will discern it in this time, in that day? As we read in Isaiah 25, that day in which the Most High, beyond all that the rulers and kings of the earth, who declared themselves gods of the people, when he silenced them all by bringing to bear what he said he would, and establishing the king that he said he would establish in Isaiah 41. It is that moment, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High establishes that king that shall endure forever. It should be the crowning moment for the one Most High declared, who indeed is supreme, because he declared from the beginning that all the miscreant words and ideals and misimaginations of every other, after what he has declared, anything that men have declared thereafter in altering perception, will be proven absolutely foolish. And that day, my brothers and sisters, men shall know the Most High is the Most High. Think about it. I keep speaking about it again and again on this show. It's a great truth that Rome sought to utterly destroy from the minds all who will not seek to discern this truth, who will resist this truth because it doesn't cater to their agendas. Our brothers and sisters are the children of this world that have also been defeated by it. Blessed are they who will understand, our brothers and sisters, what's on my website when I talk about the secret city prophecies, reminiscent of all the things the scripture said from Genesis to Revelation concerning that city from which Messiah shall be revealed. Even who he said he is, when he says he's the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. That article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, declaring what all the prophets of old said concerning Messiah, that Messiah said also concerning himself. If men have not known these things, have they known him at all? If they deny what the Most High said would be the crowning moment that declares his sovereignty, preferring, my brothers and sisters, the preservation of lies, misimaginations, and self-will. Haven't men also denied the sovereignty of Yah, though they claim to love him? So I said, you love me, keep my commandments. He didn't say, interject your own ideas. He didn't say, presume anything. He said, seek his will, true to all that he has declared, and this will be counted blessed. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand a day comes. Yes, indeed, a day comes. When at last it shall be that only the pure, perfect truth in the earth shall remain. And it shall be that everything else that men thought was light shall be proven only another variation of the darkness. And according to Isaiah 50:10-11, Messiah shall put all such doctrines to shame. In fact, he was saying that those who seek to maintain such anomalies and illusion, that only preserve debate and doubt against the faith, he said they will lie down in sorrow. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, did not come that men should lie against the Most High, but men should know how to glorify and honor him. It is impossible for a man to do that if he preserves that it may be true that all he knows is a pack of lies. How should men discern again the truth? How about you get rid of all the false teachers and establish one who is true? What about scripture said in Isaiah 30:15? Need to read on. It talks about men of Ethiopia eating, partaking of the bread of affliction. That means false doctrine. The Most High began to be kind and gracious to his people, and he shall show them again their teacher. He said, a word saying, this is the way, turn aside neither to the right nor to the left, and every false manner of false doctrine that they once esteemed, they should be cast down. That is the victory, my brothers and sisters. But how else has the adversary had dominion in this world but that men have believed and preserved lies? False expectations, false agendas, misallegiances, lies, my brothers and sisters, that compel men to believe they were wise when the fact of the matter, they have not having considered all the Most High has said, they were far from it. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will so delight in the day the Most High will give gift to his people who were most diligent? Who will delight, my brothers and sisters, for those who will attain the victory, even if it means that they personally might not partake in it? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, if and only if you can love what the Most High loves even more than your own soul, will you be found, my brothers and sisters, among the humble, the meek, the steadfast that the Most High has spoken of concerning when he said, he who seeks to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses the sake of my gospel, my kingdom. In other words, will humble himself for the sake of a word from on high that will establish a holy kingdom on earth. Said that one will gain, how about entrance into the kingdom, even unto life eternal. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will say without hesitation, if he were to be found falling short, who is willing to say without hesitation, still yet, the Most High is just and righteous in all he said and does. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, the soul that is wise enough to discern, to say such a thing, long before comes that day. My brothers and sisters, isn't it time we see an end to all this contention, faithless debate and warfare on the earth? Would it not be considered a time to rejoice when the Most High proves himself as who he is, that the illusions be no more, and blessedness in the earth indeed shall come? I remember a long time ago, Most High tested my heart. Show me his kingdom. And the first thing that came to mind was not the idea that I would be a partaker in it, but I just simply said, Father, whoever is worthy of such a thing, because I knew it was well beyond my conscience as it was at the time. I said, whoever will be found worthy to attain to such a thing, because I didn't want to disrupt it for anybody. And I knew my conscience could only do just that. I said, whoever will attain to this, certainly I rejoice for them. And I just simply say, Father, for whoever will, whoever you choose, and whoever you find steadfast enough, just let me help for their case and for your cause, let me help. And don't forget what the Most High told me in response to that. He said to me, if you can say what you just said to me like you said it, he said, my son is going to be all right. That, my brothers and sisters, I can never, ever forget. And let me know, my brothers and sisters, the Most High deserves all that pleases him. For great is the love of one, my brothers and sisters, who, in spite of all the man has done in contention against him, he still offers man the opportunity, if he will be humble and wise and diligent, he offers man the opportunity to turn from his sins, that he might still yet have hope for life. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to move into another topic for a moment. Just for a moment. Because today I was looking at a few forums on the web, here and there. And I repetitively see, and I've said something about this on the last couple of nights, about those who argue against the authority of the Messiah. Well, I simply say this. We talked about it in the last couple of nights. You want to go back and look two nights ago and look at the show and look in the archive. And you'll find that over and over again, Messiah, well, not only Messiah, but Most High calls himself. In fact, the Most High says off the top, he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, Rishon Achron. But the scriptures later talk about in Revelation, Messiah called himself the same. And there are those who would say that's a blasphemy, but I say, no, my brothers and sisters, no. There's a lot to be considered concerning these things. Really, truly, there is. There are those who, I've seen some, per se, non-Messianic Hebrews who say the Messiah, Yeshua, was just a figment of Roman imagination. Now, my brothers and sisters, I can show anyone who was willing to see it that in the book of Isaiah alone, it relates Messiah comes not just one, not twice, but three times. One time to deliver his people out of Babylon East, another time out of Babylon West, and in between to give his life that men might discern the iniquity of the rulers who sought to persecute him. Isaiah 45:6 says, from the rising sun to the west. Isaiah 24:10-16 and 59:19-21 says, from the west in the latter days to the rising sun, so shall he appear to bring his people back, that his sun come trembling from the west. Hosea 11:10-12. It's three times, my brothers and sisters, but how many are ready to understand it? It means, my brothers and sisters, if salvation is soon to come, two times have already passed. And who are the son, my brothers and sisters, who is that one who delivered out of Israel out of Babylon before, that was called the King of the East? The scripture says, finally, in Jeremiah 48-51 chapter, he will destroy Babylon once and for all. The King of the Medes, the King of the East. One that's mentioned in Isaiah 41 as well. Mentioned also in Revelation 16:12-21. It's mentioned also, my brothers and sisters, in Jeremiah, like I said, 48, particularly 51 chapter. 51:11 and 51:28. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we discern the reality? I believe it is. There are those who argue against the statement Messiah made. Well, what about the scripture that says in Isaiah 48? It talks about the one whom the Most High sends, who the Most High sent me with his spirit. Saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Now the Most High sent me with his spirit to show you the way that you should go. Scripture says the Most High will establish that one as a king forever. Even calling him, according to Isaiah, in the 9th chapter, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Oh, at some respect to some, that sounds blasphemous. Well, I got a question to ask you. One whom the Most High himself said he would appoint and declared him from the very beginning that men should await and seek him. Like when scripture talks about the gospel of Shiloh in Genesis 49:10, one whom the Most High would declare that all should revere and expect. That the Most High said himself shall bear the authority. All power from on high has been given unto him. Saying that, my brothers and sisters, not only shall it be that at his hand, at his hand and the hand of his Father, like when the scripture says, Lord, said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Isaiah 41, where it says, this is the one whom Most High declared from the very beginning to establish that crowning moment. It says, who is it that the Most High, who is this one? And who is it that, my brothers and sisters, that gave this one victory at his every step, that he subdue even kings? And said, was it not I, the Most High? Well, I ask the question, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says that one, when he establishes this kingdom, he will establish an eternal kingdom. In fact, he will endure with the people forever. He shall not die. He shall establish a kingdom, my brothers and sisters. He shall establish rule from on high that the Most High himself said he would enforce. That the Most High said that he, the Most High, would enforce to preserve that kingdom that it endures forever. I ask a question. Shall man deny that one whom the Most High said he appoints and gives authority in his name? Shall men deny that one and say they yet worship, revere, and respect the Most High? One, my brothers and sisters, who shall not die and establish an everlasting rule of peace on this earth. What do you call that one, my brothers and sisters? Let me tell you something. In the Hebrew mind, what is an everlasting, unchanging, undaunted, never to change, irrevocable rule is a king, is a principle. In fact, my brothers and sisters, is a God. Let me see if I can explain that to you. It means that the Most High considers that which is an everlasting rule is a God to all the people, because what a man believes, what he obeys, is in fact a God to him. My brothers and sisters, that was the Most High would declare that all who incensed against him shall be ashamed, shall fall. My brothers and sisters, that indeed is a king. That indeed is an everlasting rule. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, some of the ways when the scripture says such things, in the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah, and that the Most High would declare that he declares an eternal word that is irrevocable. And a consummate eternal word, a consummate eternal covenant, my brothers and sisters, is in fact a God to the people. A standard that is lift, that the Most High said he would lift when he says it will. Well, think about it. One scripture says the God of the whole earth shall he be called. Means he should be called king. In fact, the word for king and the word for God, they use for in Hebrew, oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, is interchangeable. Some translations choose to use some text, and they, in such a word, they use the word king. Sometimes they use the word God. It means it's just a standard. Who will understand it in this time? The Most High says he has declared an irrevocable word that shall not change. He will bring all things to bear. That word is a God, a consummate word, a covenant. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, if you understand it that way, is a God to the people. What the Most High declared when he promised Abraham his children should be multiplied as the sands of the sea, as the stars of the heaven, and there should be a blessing to all nations. It means the Most High will redeem a people in the latter day. There should be a God to light to all others. That idea is a God. You said in the beginning was a word. It's not just a word. It's an entire covenant, a promise, an idea, and a conscience. It's eternally with Yah. Shall men defy it, my brothers and sisters, and still yet be called with him? Isn't it time we understand far better? Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the day of victory? Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that none can defy what the Most High himself will exalt and be called his children? Unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, I'm looking at my time now. Hey, to him be all the honor and all the praise, always. I thank the Most High for every ear, yes, indeed, that he brings near. Blessed are they who will comprehend these things. There are many who gather hasty conclusions and say that others are wrong because they don't go alone. But the Most High will prove himself to be the Most High. He'll prove himself to be supreme. Because in spite of all that men have imagined, it is what he has declared from the beginning that will come to pass. And he through whom he will do it. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, shall be called one with him. To his sweet guest, it's been Adam Yab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, to his honor, and to his praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. I see someone there. 615 exchange. Well, it looks like you got a little extra time. Looks like BTR is going to offer a little bit. Well, whoever this is from the 615 exchange, if you'd like to say a few words, I'd like to make a few comments about something you have heard, or ask a few questions. It's very easy for me to just simply hit a button. We can have a bit of conversation. So you've been there for a little while. Let's see what we can do. If you want to, I can even set up as a private conversation. Let's see what we can do here.